Radio.co.uk. Now, what has got to be the world's largest musical instrument? Now that, believe it or not, is what the Hudson Bridge in New York sounds like when it's being played by the composer Joseph Bertolozzi. Using mallets, drumsticks, dowels and clubs, anything really, he's hit bits of the bridge to get the notes, and he's planning a big live performance of the music he's written for the bridge in 2009. But why try to play a bridge when there are so many more manageable instruments to choose from? I've been speaking to Joseph Bertolozzi in New York.
I actually just had this epiphany one day. My wife took this whimsical stroke at a poster of the Eiffel Tower. You know, she went bong, like it was a big gong or something like that. And I said to myself, whoa, that can happen. That can be made to work. So after thinking about it for quite a while, I figured, well, maybe I could do it domestically. And I started looking around for a monument we had over here in New York where I live that would be suitable. And I settled on the Mid-Hudson Bridge, mainly because it had all these different kinds of surfaces. It had panels, spindles, handrails, guardrails, suspension cables. It had a lot of different surfaces that would create different sounds.
So after your epiphany, what did you do? Just approach the bridge with, various drumsticks, hammers, bongs? What did you do?
Well, before I did that, I went to the library, did a lot of research about bridge construction, because I knew that if I wanted them to take me seriously, I had to know what the terminology was.
This is the meeting to persuade the authorities that you should be allowed to attack the Hudson Bridge as an instrument.
Exactly. And I brought my music and I, you know, tried to show them that I was a serious musician who could handle large forces. So I brought my orchestral music and I also brought my percussion music. And they grilled me, of course, asked me about safety and different elements like that. And because I had vetted the project ahead of time, I was pretty much ready for all their questions. And at the very end, they shook my hand and said, well, at least he didn't turn out to be a nut job.
Are they right?
Yeah, they're right.
So, how do you play a bridge?
After you determine what all the where all the different sounds are, where do, re, mi is, and where the high notes and the low notes are, you position...
Hang on. How do you do that? I mean, you literally go around and bash bits of the bridge.
Exactly. What I did last year and just about a week ago, I went out with a sound engineer, and we put contact microphones, which just pick up the sound of the thing that it's attached to, and it picks up those vibrations. So if a car beeped their horn driving by or a seagull flew overhead, it didn't pick up that sound, but it just hit the picked up the sound of the surface being struck. So we recorded all those samples, and we went into the studio, and we just went through this laborious process of cataloging them. You know, were there any tones at all? Because some of them were more like thuds. And some were more like clangs. They had a note to them. I gave them their note value, and then from that I had a different set of the notes that were available to me, plus the percussion sounds, and I arranged them in a workable form with the software that I had. So now, having done that, I know where all the different notes are on the surface, and I can plan ahead and say, okay, percussionist A, you're responsible for these notes. And I write the music out in sheet music, so they're following a score. And we all have headphones on so we can all hear each other, because some of us are hundreds of feet away from each other. And we just play it like a large percussion ensemble.
You're going to play the bridge?
We're going to play the bridge in 2009. We're going to have 20... Right now the number is 22 percussionists. And the music, like I said, will be written out in sheet music. And we'll have headphones on. We'll have 10 days of rehearsal. And we'll play, and the microphones will be used to feed speaker towers on the shores. And the way you will hear the concert live is you'll be in those parks, and there'll be a stage there with speakers and a jumbotron, and you'll hear the musicians playing the music live.
What next? Is the entire world of architecture now your musical oyster?
Well, it could be. You know, this all started with the poster of the Eiffel Tower, so maybe we'll end up there.
It's a funny old world, isn't it? Yeah. Whatever next, playing a bridge as a musical instrument. That was Joseph Bertolozzi, and this is what he sounds like.
Thanks for listening. To me, Max. Oh, all the best. News next. You've been listening.